fifth parak of Tyra's first mission. We're giving, going through various cases where there's a suffix of the person touched something tummy or tod. A sheretz v'tzvardeya, you have a dead sheretz or a dead tzvardeya. Dead sheretz is matam if you touch him, and the tzvardeya is not. And there's a shusa rabim. And it's a suffix which one he touched. The chen is kazais min ames, kazais min nevela. Both the kazais of a dead person and a kazais of a dead animal are matam if you touch it and move it. But if you're in the same oil as them, then the mace is matame and the nevela is namatame, and the discussion of this point is like Rabbi Thomas Oyel. Etzem in a mace, etzem in a nevela. A bone from a dead person, a bone from a nevela. A bone from a nevela is namatame. A bone of a dead person is matame if you touch it, move it. Gushmer, it's tar, gushmer base pras. If you have a piece of earth from land which is tar, or land that has its tumma derabona. Gush meretz tov, gush meretz ha'amim, or some earth from Eretz Yisroel, or gush from Chutz La'aretz, which is metame. Shnei shvilim, the two paths, echad tamim v'echad tor. One is tamim, one is tor baruch. V'echad mehem v'einu yideya. Yodua v'eizim mehem holach. It's not known which one he walked in. Hail al achz mehem v'einu yidwel eizim mehem hail. He leaned over some place that has tumas meis, and he's not sure if there were two identical paths. One, and he's not sure if he was leaned over the tummy one or the not tummy one. Hesed. He moves one of these things that could be matam if he moves it, but he's not sure if he moved the tummy one or the Torah one. Rabbi Kiva holds as a suffix doraisa, you have to be machmir. The Chum say we have Aloha Moshe Misinai, that suffix tummy which is Rabbi is Tor, or maybe because it has a cheskas taira. Different explanations. I go upon him, that's the machlekas, we pass him like the Chachomim. That Safik Tumash is a Rav is taught.